Yvonne Halling here from bedandbreakfastcoach.com, and today I want to talk about filling rooms in the slower seasons, and I'm going to give you my three simple steps on how you can start attracting bookings not only in the slow seasons but whenever you want. So if you're someone who's busy in the high season but struggle to make ends meet in the low seasons, then this video will definitely help you. First, filling rooms in the slower seasons is a direct consequence of your communications during the high seasons. So what do I mean by that? If you, like so many bed and breakfasts, guest houses, inns and small hotel owners, do not communicate with your guests, past, present and future, at any time of the year, then you'll have a hard time filling your rooms when you most need to. Here's what to do instead. Step one. Make sure that you're collecting your guest details and storing them in a legal, compliant system from where you can contact them as often as you wish without annoying them. This means maintaining your own database that you can manipulate based on when they visited, what they came for, and even where they came from. I still don't see many properties doing this, so when you do it, you'll be at least 10 steps ahead of everyone else. Oh, and by the way, the detail stored in your online booking system is not enough because you can't do anything with that. I'm talking here about a customer relationship management system, no less. Do yourself a favour and get yourself one. Step number two, don't wait until the slower season starts before you start communicating. Have a schedule of offers or reasons why your past guests will want to come back already in advance, and begin sending messages to them to get your off-season bookings rolling before the money starts running out and your stress levels start to increase. You never want to sound desperate or even feel desperate, because your guests will feel it, even through your emails. So get your marketing calendar set up in advance for the year, so you've always got something to offer and promote no matter where you are in your season. Step number three. Going back to the database I mentioned earlier, you always want to have a steady stream of potential new guests coming into your world where you can build relationships with them before they've even thought about coming to stay with you. This means creating content via blogs and preferably on video, as video will have the greatest effect for you, and sharing it with those who would want to know. When you've got some content to offer, you can then interact with people who are interested, instead of the normal scattergun approach to anyone who's listening or watching. It all comes down to relationships. The relationships that you build with your guests, past, present and future. Never ever forget that. If you've enjoyed this video and it's been helpful to you, and you'd like to know more about how to fill rooms in the slower seasons and streamline your business so that you can free up even more of your time, then register below for my upcoming masterclass, where I'll show you how to make more, work less, pay less commissions with less stress. Click on the link below to register now, and I'll see you there.